Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you back to our afternoon Children's Day service. Good to see so many and again this afternoon. We're going to commence by singing together the hymn number 687. The hymn number 687 in your hymn book. The hymn number 687. It's a well-known children's hymn. There's a friend for little children above the bright blue sky. A friend who never changes, whose love will never die. Unlike our friends by nature, who change with changing years, this friend is always worthy the precious name he bears. The hymn number 687, you'll find it on the page 453, standing as we sing and singing it out with all of our hearts. Let's stand as we sing.
Unlike our friends by nature, who change with
religious look to the Lord and a word of prayer, asking for the Lord's help and presence and blessing in our children's service today. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee afresh for Thy goodness this afternoon that finds us here in the house of the Lord to praise Thee and to worship Thee. Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence and blessing and help to us in our morning service. And we thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for Thy word that went forth to all who gathered in. But Lord, we need Thee afresh this afternoon in this final Children's Day service. And Lord, we just look to Thee that Thou, Lord, would bless our coming together. We pray, Lord, in our Savior's name for a very gracious, conscious sense of Thy presence, of Thy nearness. We thank Thee for all the boys and girls and young people from our Sabbath school, and we pray for Thy blessing, Lord, upon them as they would do their pieces this afternoon. May they know help and blessing and grace. And Lord, take away all fear and nervousness, we ask of Thee. And Lord, bless them. And Lord, make them a blessing to us this afternoon, we pray. We thank Thee for our Sunday school. We thank Thee for its labor throughout the year and the word that has been taught faithfully week by week to our children and to our young people. And Lord, we pray that it will take root within their hearts and bring forth much fruit and much blessing in all their lives. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy servant also who is with us this afternoon. We thank Thee for the message earlier today, and we pray that he will know Thy help and blessing as he brings the word of God today, and that that word will be a challenge to all our hearts. We thank Thee for all in the gathering today who are saved, who are on their way to heaven, who know the Lord Jesus personally as their Savior. Lord, bless them and do lead them on and help them on in the Christian life, we ask of Thee. But Lord, for any in our gathering today, and be the old or be the young, and as yet they know not the Lord as Savior, we pray that even today they will take that step of faith and trust the Lord as their own Savior, we pray. Lord, bless us, we ask of Thee. Now remember us for good. Remember, Lord, those unable to come because of age or sickness or infirmity. Do bless them. And Lord, wherever Thy word would be faithfully proclaimed today across our land, across our nation, we pray that the blessing of God will attend to it, and that many boys and girls and mums and dads today will trust the Lord as their Savior. Bless us now, we ask. We thank Thee for this hymn that we've been singing, that there is indeed a friend for little children. We thank Thee, Lord, for that great home in heaven that Christ is preparing. Yet, Lord, Thy word reminds us it's a prepared home for a prepared people. And Father, we pray for all in our gathering today that they'd be prepared and ready to go to heaven one day. We thank Thee that the Lord Jesus has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. And Lord, our prayer is for all in our gathering that they would come to rest upon Christ and trust Him as their own and personal Savior. Bless us now, we pray. Grant us Thy help, Thy blessing, a gracious sense of Your presence, and give help to all who will take part today. For we ask all these things in Jesus' precious and wonderful name. Amen. Welcome all this afternoon to our final Children's Day service. Good to see all who have been able to gather with us here today. And we're going to go straight into the program. Mr. Ethan Scott, one of the young men from our Sunday school, is going to come now and narrate and lead the rest of the program for us. Thank you, Ethan.
Hello and welcome back to our Children's Day. This morning we thought about the Lord Jesus as the sacrificial Lamb of God. This afternoon we're going to consider the Lord Jesus as our Shepherd. Scripture makes many references to the Lord as the Good Shepherd and His people as His flock. In Psalm 100 we read, "We are His people, the sheep of His pasture." The role of the shepherd usually ensures the sheep are fed, watered, and counted and kept safe. In Bible times in the East, the shepherd led the sheep were led to fresh pastures and water. The shepherd would typically go in front of them, leading the way and choosing the path, rather than driving them from behind. The sheep were guarded at night to protect from wild animals. This usually meant the shepherd staying awake all night around an open fire, just like it was the night the Lord Jesus was born when the shepherds were abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock. Caroline's class are now going to come up and sing and recite some scripture for us.
28. I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life.
David, before he became king, was a shepherd, caring for his father Jesse's sheep. He wrote the beloved and well-known Psalm 23. In it, David describes the Lord as the shepherd and how he provides and sustains for his people. The psalm reminds us how God provides and cares for us and how his own people have nothing to fear. The good shepherd will provide protection, peace and guidance. Sheep are not renowned for their intelligence and are prone to wandering off and following the flock. They need clear leadership and direction. We are often the same and can be very self-willed, thinking we know best when we don't. We all need the Lord's presence and guidance in our daily lives. Now we are going to ask Laura's class to come up and sing and recite Psalm 23.
For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Shepherd, come and feed us, for we need.
God not only provides for our physical needs and temporal needs, but he also cares for our spiritual needs. He promises to restore our souls and to lead us in the paths of righteousness. At some time in life, we all will experience pain, grief, or disappointment. The Lord is the only true comfort for the soul. He is the shepherd who knows exactly what we need and what we want and provides it for us. It is important that we stay in close fellowship with the Lord each day, reading his word and talking to him in prayer. We read in John 10, "I am the good shepherd," and this is the fourth of the I Am declarations. These I Ams point to the unique and divine identity of the Lord Jesus. The word good here represents to noble, wholesome and beautiful, reflecting the Lord's inherent righteousness and beauty. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, in contrast to the hired help that runs off when he sees the wolf coming. The Lord Jesus protects and keeps us from dangers we are often not even aware of. Now Richard's class are going to come and sing and recite John 10.
Sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not in this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
Where?
Thank you to Ethan for leading the meeting so well thus far. And thank you, boys and girls and young people, for singing and playing and taking part. We've really enjoyed and been blessed through what you've done already this afternoon. Looking forward to the second part after the announcements, that the Lord will bless you and help you as well in all that you would seek to say and do. I want to welcome everyone this afternoon to the final of our Children's Day services. Good to see so many in the afternoon. We welcome you, family members, friends, grandparents, relatives of the boys and girls in Sunday school. We're delighted to see you all. And our prayer is the Lord will richly bless you today. If you're a Christian, may you be drawn closer to the Lord, your Saviour, and be blessed. And if you're not saved, even as we heard this morning, that today you'll put your faith, you'll put your trust in the Lord Jesus and know the wonderful joy of your sins forgiven. We also welcome those who may be viewing online as well. We thank you for joining with us. We pray God will richly bless you. We also welcome our guest speaker this afternoon, the Reverend Graham Middleton. He was with us this morning, and we were blessed through his ministry, and he's come again to bring God's word. Now, there's a whole lot of things up behind the pulpit here. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but you'll maybe see shortly what they are. And we pray God will bless him as he brings God's word, and bless him in his own ministry in Tully Vallen and County Armagh as he labours there for the Lord week by week. Also, just on behalf of the session committee and congregation, I'd like to thank especially our superintendent and all the Sunday school teachers for their labour, a faithful labour and endeavour in the Sunday school throughout the year. I want to thank them sincerely in the Lord, and we pray the Lord will richly bless their labours and encourage them through this work. The Bible says your labour is not in vain in the Lord. I want to thank Caroline especially for organising the programme for today. There's been a lot of preparation, I know, week by week here for the day's services, and we thank our sister indeed for all the organisation and the preparation of the programme. And again, a thanks to all the children who have come and taken part and those yet to take part. I want to thank you for your faithful attendance at Sunday school over the years, boys and girls, and also for parents for allowing them to come and sending them along to Sunday school a week by week. There's no Sunday school now until the 3rd of September, so there's a wee break off over the summer. But don't miss out in church. We encourage you to come along every Lord's Day to the services. Sunday school will recommence on the 3rd of September. And again, if there's any family or friends who would be interested in attending our Sunday school, we'd be delighted to have them. Speak to our superintendent, Mr. Ian Moore, any of the Sunday school teachers, and we'd be glad to have them here at the Sunday school week by week. Just a few other announcements. Meeting here at the church car park tomorrow at 1:45. That's 1:45 p.m. for the door-to-door outreach. Tuesday night, 8 p.m, deputation meeting for Mr. Colin Maxwell, and there'll be an offering for that work, so do remember that, please. Friday night, 8 p.m, it's the Kilskerry Independent Christian School prayer service in Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church. The preacher there is the Reverend Gregory McCammon. All are welcome. This coming Saturday, the 24th of June, is our Sunday school outing to Carnarvonnic Country Park and Larne, lovely part of the country. I pray for God's blessing upon that day. As we mentioned this morning, there's still some empty seats on the bus. We'd like to try and fill out the bus. If you want to go, it's open to anyone. On a first-come, first-served basis, speak to Mrs. Caroline Moore about that. And then next Lord's Day, the 25th of June, this morning worship service, 12 noon, preceded by the half hour of prayer. We belong to bring God's word. The evening gospel service at 7 p.m. Our brother, Mr. John Dummigan from Lurgan, will belong to minister God's word. And that service will be preceded by the half hour of prayer. We'll be taking the gospel meeting over in Kilskerry. A word of thanks to all who helped with the Tresna Bible Club, and just pray that God will bless the seed that has been sown there. Wednesday night, the 28th of June, the committee have arranged their annual tidy-up around the church at 7:30. All are welcome, men, ladies, young people, whatever. Come along and help on that night and keep that night free. That's 7:30, Wednesday the 28th of June. That's really all by way of necessary announcements. We're going to turn again in our hymn book to the hymn number 686. 686, we don't take up an offering. I do remember the offering plates as you leave. But this is a great old children's hymn. It says, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam, to shine for him each day in every way, try to please him at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam a sunbeam. And that's what the Lord wants us to be, a sunbeam, a light for him in this dark world. We'll stand as we sing, and let us really sing it out with all of our hearts. 686. Let's stand as we sing. Good singing. The Lord bless the words of that hymn to all our hearts. We're going to ask Ethan now to come and lead the rest of the program for us this afternoon. Thank you, Ethan.
In Luke, we read of the parable the Lord Jesus taught about the shepherd who had 100 sheep. Realizing he had lost one, the shepherd searched until he found that one stray sheep. When he did, he carried it home on his shoulders, and there was much rejoicing. This is a beautiful word picture of the Lord Jesus, the loving shepherd. He is concerned with each of us and what is happening in our lives. In times of life, death, plenty or want, the Lord Jesus is a good shepherd and worthy of all our trust. We must seek his will and follow him rather than wandering off in our own way. Some of the girls are now going to come and sing for us, and then Harvey Latimer is going to read from Luke 15.
Loving Savior, Luke chapter 15, verses 3 to 7. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders and rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbours, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Say unto them that likewise joy will be heaven, other one sinner that repenteth me, than over 99 just persons which need to repentance.
God is your creator. His Son, the Lord Jesus, wants to be your redeemer and shepherd. Can you honestly say, the Lord is my shepherd? We have just heard of the rejoicing there is in heaven when one sinner repents. He is waiting with open arms to welcome you into his fold. If you come to him, you will find him, a faithful, loving friend and guide. Now Julia Murray is going to come up and play Psalm 23 for us, and then Zara Lindsay is going to conclude our children's day with a poem about Jesus the shepherd. Thank you.
Shepherd. Jesus is our shepherd, his the voice we hear. Folded in his bosom, what have we to fear? Only let us follow whither he doth lead, to the thirsty desert or to the dewy mead. Jesus is our shepherd, we will know his voice, without its gentlest whisper, makes our heart rejoice. Even when he chideth, tender is his tone, none but he shall guide us, we are his alone. Jesus is our shepherd, for the sheep he bled, every lamb is sprinkled with the blood he shed. Then on each he setteth his own secret sign, that they have my spirit, these saith, he are mine. Jesus is our shepherd, guarded by his arm, though the wolves may raven, none can do us harm. When we tread Death Valley, dark with fearful gloom, we will fear no evil, victors o'er the tomb.
Thank you to Zara for that poem, concluding our program for today, and boys and girls and young people for all doing so well. I want to thank you. You've all worked really, really hard, and we've really enjoyed what you've done today, and we pray God will bless you, the good rest over the summer season. Just a few weeks of school left, and then 2 whole months of summer holidays. Wouldn't that be great, wouldn't it? But we trust the Lord will bless you one and all. Now, we're going to have the Reverend Middletown now to come and bring God's word. So just all sit up, really listen really well. And he's got some things here to talk about. So I just hand the meeting over now to him. God bless.
Well, it's good to be back with you again this evening. I tell you, up here it's sweating. I know it's sweating down there, but it's really sweltering up here. Because, of course, it's not helped too much by your own minister who's hogging the fan that's here. I see it's sitting on his side of the pulpit. But anyhow, we'll soldier on. I'd really, in all seriousness, like to thank him this evening, this afternoon, for inviting me along again. I'd also like to thank Mrs. Porter and Chloe for the nice, lovely dinner this afternoon. If you get the chance to go to the manse, make sure you eat plenty. It was very enjoyable indeed. And again, I'd like to thank the children and the teachers. You've done powerful well again this evening. It's a great testament to you, and we trust the Lord will bless you as a result of your faithfulness. Let's have a wee word of prayer, right, boys and girls? Close your eyes, bow your heads, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy presence with us this evening already, and we ask thee, O God, to draw near, speak to all of our hearts, and help me as I preach forth thy truth. And Lord, fill me with thy spirit, for we ask it in the Saviour's lovely and precious name. Amen. I want to speak to you, boys and girls. Your minister's already said of a wee line of things here behind the pulpit, and I want to speak to you on those things, because each one of them, even though they're sort of the same, they tell us something different about the gospel. And so the first one I want you to think about is this. Hands up, who remembers these? Yeah, we all know what these were. We had them around for the last while. We're told to wear them in case we got the virus or give it to somebody else. We're told to stop the spread of germs and so forth. I stopped wearing mine after a while. And I went into a shop one time and the girl says, "I see you don't have a mask on." I says, "Yeah." I says, "It's a crime against humanity." She says, "What do you mean?" I says, "To cover this gorgeousness up." "Of course it is." No, we had these masks and so forth. And they tell us it's to try and stop sickness. Because nobody, hands up, who likes to get sick? One hand. I think there's a very good reason why children generally don't mind getting sick. It's so you can stay off school. I used to love it in the winter time. As a wee boy, when I had a bad cold and my mom took pity on me and she kept me off school, I loved it. Even though I didn't like getting sick, but I didn't like school even more. Anyhow, this mask reminds us of sickness, and a sickness that each one of us have been born with. A sickness that is more important, more serious than any illness or sickness we could get in life. Isaiah tells us in chapter 1, he says, "The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores." And boys and girls and mommies and daddies, this is how Isaiah describes the sickness that we have, all of us, because of sin. Maybe you know the Bible verse that tells us, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And it tells us that every single one of us have been born with this sickness that we need dealt with. And of course, every one of us, it means every one of us is a sinner needing to be saved. And that brings us to the next mask, because these are all masks that I have with me this afternoon. One that is very scary and one that speaks of another truth. And this is a very scary one. When we lived in Canada, I didn't get this in South Armagh, by the way. When we lived in Canada, not long after we arrived, my wife and I were in a shop one day. It's called Canadian Tire. You can get absolutely everything in it. And I spied this hanging up from a hook, and I just had to buy it because what they use it for over there, it's a mask that they use in the winter time when they're out snowmobiling. It keeps all the ice and the snow off their faces. But sadly, amongst the other places as well as here, there are people who use those scary masks to hide who they are. They put one of them on and do bad things, thinking that nobody is going to know them. And you know, boys and girls, that's just like sin too. Do you remember back in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and Adam tried to hide himself from in the garden from the Lord? Well, the Bible tells us in John 3 and verse 19, "Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil." And you see, boys and girls and older folks, people like to do their badness and their wickedness at night because they don't want to be seen. They disguise themselves. They don't want people to know who it is. And maybe that's like you. Maybe you don't put on one of these things and go into a bank and rob it, or a post office or something like that. But at the same time, you might do something because you think that nobody can see you, that nobody has seen you doing it. You might do all sorts of bad things when you think nobody's watching. But boys and girls, one of these things will never hide anybody from God. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 24 says, "Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord?" Do you remember, as I said this morning, the Lord knows all about us. He knows every single one of us. He knows what you're thinking. He knows where you live. He knows your address. He knows your phone number. He knows all about you. So we can't hide from the Lord. And boys and girls and older folks, that's why we need to be saved. But there's another mass down here. Now, some people know who this is. Some of the older ones might know who this is. It's a man that I owe an awful lot to. It was through his ministry I was saved as a boy in Belfast. But this is called a false face. People wear this at a time of the year, and they hide themselves as well, but they dress up and go round the doors and beg for money and so forth. And boys and girls, this reminds us how people can put on a face. They can pretend to be somebody that they're not. They disguise themselves, and of course you can get all sorts of masks with all sorts of scary faces on them. But the one thing, they're all the same. They're all false. For the real person is inside. The person has to put it up to cover themselves. And boys and girls, you could be pretending as well. You could pretend that you're saved when you're not. I know you all know some boy or other girl, and oh well, they pretend to be so good, don't they? They pretend to be, like the old saying is, that butter wouldn't melt in their mouth when their mommies or daddies are about, or some older person when they're watching. But when that older person isn't there, that boy or girl is a wee monster. Or there might be a bully or something like that, and you might be sad because no other person knows what that person is really like. But I want to tell you again, God knows. It's not a great thing. God knows. He has said in his word in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 5, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. And boys and girls, that tells us the Lord will bring out the truth. We can't fool God. We can't hide from him. Again, there's another mask here. Now, this is a big one. I'm going to put this on. Who knows what this is? I better not put them down because I wouldn't hear you. Who knows what this is? Anybody any idea? It's right. It's for taking down trees. It's used by people who cut down trees. And there's a helmet with it. Of course, there's earmuffs. There's a visor on the front to stop the wood flying into your eyes. Now, as I look at this helmet and I look at this mask, I'm reminded of what? The lumberjack going about his work with his chainsaw. But he's standing in front of the tree the whole time. Do you know that? There's no point. He couldn't cut down a tree and not be standing in front of it. And as I look at that piece of equipment, I'm reminded of another tree. A tree found on a hill far away called Calvary. It was the tree that our Savior died and laid his life down upon, so that you or I might be saved and cleansed from our sins. I said this morning, do you remember how we've all been born as sinners? Born like that, we have no hope of ever getting to heaven by ourselves. We can't do the best that we can. But praise God by trusting in the Savior who died on the cross on Calvary. We can be saved from our sins. We can go to heaven someday. Isn't that great news? Trusting in the Lord Jesus who died on that tree means that we are going to be safe. Do you know something in the Old Testament? Do you remember when the children of Israel were on their wilderness march from Egypt to the promised land? They came to a place called Marah. Now, I know if you were from Moira, that's the way they call it up there. They call it Marah, but it's Marah. It's spelt different. And in the Bible, they came to these waters of Marah. They couldn't drink it because they were so bitter, horrible. They could hardly taste it. And boys and girls, they cried unto Moses. And what did Moses do? He cried unto the Lord in prayer. The answer is given in Exodus chapter 15. And it says, and he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he had cast into the waters were made sweet. Boys, I want you to know that the only thing that will cure the bitterness and the awfulness of your sin is the tree. It's the tree of Calvary. In other words, you need to ask the Lord Jesus into your heart and be saved. I have another mask here. Does anybody know what this one's used for? I can hardly see here. Yes, go. What's this used for? No? Anybody else? Yes? Sorry, I didn't hear you. Didn't get it. Kind of. It's a welding mask. When anyone's trying to join welding together, they use a welder to heat up the metal so that it's going to stick together. And the problem with that is that's very, very bright. And boys and girls, if your mommy, or not your, well, maybe your mommy, I don't know. But if your daddy's out in the yard and he's welding something, don't you look at the thing because you'll hurt your eyes. That's what this is for. And boys and girls, it'll hurt your eyes. And that's why anybody that's doing that needs one of these things on to protect their eyes. Does anybody remember a man in the Bible who saw a bright light? Saul, that's right. Saul was on the way to Damascus. He was going to persecute the Christians. And as he was going about his business, the Lord appeared to him, the Bible says in Acts chapter 9. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. In fact, that light was so bright, boys and girls, he had to fall down and try and cover himself. In fact, it was so bright. Verse 9 of that chapter says that he was 3 days without sight. And later on, when Paul was given testimony before the rulers of the people, he said, "And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me." And it was that whole thing that caused Saul to be saved, and then his name was changed to be Paul. And that light is a wonderful picture of what happens when a person get saved. All the darkness of our sin is taken away. And that's why 2 Corinthians 4 speaks about the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. That's what happened to me. I'm trying to work it out. 46 years ago, as a boy of 10. I know it don't look 56, but that's the way it is. Have to live with it, but we'll move on. At the age of 10, that's what happened to me. And boys and girls, when I asked the Lord Jesus into my heart and he came in, it was like a light went on in my heart. I knew I was saved. And that's what can happen to you. I want to show you another mask. I've only two more here. But here's another one. Does anybody know what this one's used for?
Underwater,
that's right. This is for going underwater. Better take this off because I'm talking like this here. This is for going underwater. I used to use this back when I used to go underwater myself, looking at shipwrecks and fishes and all. And there was one time I wore this and I was in the Bahamas on holidays, swimming with sharks. A big shark came and started eating at my, you know, the flippers that are on my feet? Started biting at it and all, and I was scared. But anyway, that's what this is used for. But you see, our eyes can't see things underwater of their own. They need help to be able to see clearly. And you know what, boys and girls? This mask reminds me of this book. Do you see that? This mask reminds me of the Bible. Because after you get saved, boys and girls, you would want to read the Word of God. And reading the Bible makes us see things. See things in the Word of God about the Lord. It teaches us about life. It teaches about everything. And the more that we read the Word of God, boys and girls, the more that we're going to see it. What's the longest chapter in the whole Bible? Anybody know? Longest chapter in the whole Bible? Psalm 119. Was that a bigger person said that? Psalm 119, that's right. How many, I'm going to put you on the spot now. Do you know how many verses in it? What?
100.
It's right. These are hopeless. This side's winning here. 176 verses. And do you know what? That whole chapter is about the Word of God. It's a chapter all about it. For example, verse 11 says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." That's why we teach you in this church Bible verses. That's why we speak about the Bible. It's so that you remember what God says about sin, and it should make you want to stay away from it. Verse 18 has a prayer, and it's a prayer that you can read as you come to read God's word. It says, "Open thou mine eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law." Because often when we come to the scriptures and the Bible, it's very hard to understand. And that's why if we pray like that, we can pray that God will open our eyes and that we'll be able to see things in his word. Verse 105 of that chapter says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Some of you are getting older now, and you are thinking, "I wonder what I'm going to be when I'm older. Wonder what I'm going to do for a job." Here's where you find out. The Lord can direct you. The Lord can guide you. His word is a lamp unto your feet. And just like I had to put this to see on me to see underwater, you read the word of God, young people, and you will learn to live as the Lord wants you to. His word is like a torch. It's like a lamp we had light up on a dark night. Shows us what we can do to understand life better. There's one more mask left, and that is this one.
I can't hardly talk to you like this.
This is a mask. Yes? It's for that. Yeah, it's what people put on them to when they're doing things that give off dangerous fumes. I've used this when I've put some paint on an old car that I have in the garage. And these paint fumes are harmful and would make you sick if you didn't have this on all the while. You know what this mask reminds me of? It reminds me how much harmful things there are out there. That so much around us, boys and girls, that's harmful to us. The old chorus is true. Do you remember it says, "Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do," and so forth. Because, boys and girls, there's so much out there in the world that is harmful to you. And that's why if you're saved, you can depend on the friend that sticketh closer than any brother to keep you safe. Psalm 61 verse 3 speaks of the Lord and his protection when it says, "For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy." Verse 4 also says, "I will trust in the covert of thy wings." So I want you to understand something just like this mask. The Lord can protect you. The Lord can keep you safe. Are you trusting in him today? Do you know him as your Savior? Boys and girls, that's the most important. You might think, I mentioned, what am I going to be when I grow up? Or what sort of a job I'm going to, who am I going to marry and all this sort of thing. That's not the most important thing at all. The most important thing is that we have Christ in our hearts. Because everything falls into place after that. And I want you to think about that. And I want you to know that if you want to talk to any of us, please have a word with us after the meeting. We'll only be too glad to show you how you can be saved. But boys and girls, remember the words of the Savior to Nicodemus. "Ye must be born again." I trust you will, for Jesus' sake. Thank you.
I want to thank Mr. Middleton for coming this afternoon and sharing with us those great truths from the Word of God. So boys and girls, you remember, whenever you see some of those masks, remember the great truths that we heard about today. And most importantly of all, that you're saved, born again, ready for heaven. You can be saved today. The Bible says now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. If you'd like to speak to our brother after the meeting, Mr. Middleton, he'll be no hurry away. Be glad to open up the Word of God with you and point you to the Lord Jesus Christ to take away your sins and to take you to heaven. Now, we're going to close our service by singing together 699. We've heard today about the Lord Jesus as our sacrifice, as the Lamb of God. And This hymn reminds us that he is our shepherd. It says, Saviour, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use, thy foes prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us. Thine we are. And oh, that every one of us would know the Lord as our Saviour, as our shepherd, and be guided by him day by day. We'll stand as we sing, as the organist leads us. We'll close in prayer, and then after that we'll have the prize giving for the attendance. So don't be anybody going away till we have the prize giving taken care of after the meeting. 699, we'll stand as we sing. Stand as we sing. Just remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy presence with us this afternoon. We thank thee for helping all the members of our Sunday school this day and the help given to them and the ministry that they've brought. How it has honored and glorified thee and has pointed us to the Lord Jesus Christ, our shepherd and our Savior. We thank thee for the ministry of thy word. Again, Lord, we've been reminded of our great need to be saved, to be born again, to be ready for heaven. And Lord, this would be our prayer for all in this gathering today, young or old alike, that each one would come to know and to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their own and personal Savior. Thank thee for the blood of Christ that can cleanse us from all our sins. We thank thee for the grace of God that can keep us even unto life eternal. Help each and every soul, young in life and older in life, to know the Lord and to trust Him as their Savior. Bless your servant also who brought your word. Bless his ministry there in Tully Vallen. And bless him there and use him for your honor and glory. Keep your hand upon all the members of our Sunday school over the summer season and bring them back again in thy will in the autumn time. Remember all the teachers and all those who help in the Sabbath school week by week. We thank thee for them and we pray that they will know a time of rest and refreshment also over the summer season, and that thou will bless them and encourage them greatly in this labor, we pray. Answer prayer, bless us in the remainder of our service today. Then later on, take us all to our homes in safety. We ask for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.